Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking about something nobody warns you about before you swing that first sledgehammer. How to actually survive living through a renovation without losing your mind or your marriage.
Or your will to live. I'm only half joking. When we did our kitchen gut, I genuinely ate cereal for 6 weeks straight because I had nowhere to cook.
6 weeks! Okay, so that's the thing. People plan the design, they pick their tile, they obsess over cabinet hardware, and then they do zero planning for how they're actually going to live through the chaos.
Zero. We had no temporary kitchen set up, nothing. I had a mini fridge in the hallway and a hot plate on a folding table. It worked, but I want to be clear. It was not fun.
We set up a little camp kitchen in the dining room when we did ours, and honestly, it saved us. Like a real setup. Microwave, electric kettle, a two-burner induction cooktop, paper plates so we weren't washing dishes in the bathroom sink.
The bathroom sink dishwashing. I've been there. It's humbling.
So rule one from me. Build yourself a functional, temporary space before demo day. Even if it's janky, make it intentional.
Totally agree. And rule two from me is contain the chaos physically. Like get yourself some heavy plastic sheeting and actually seal off the work zone. Dust travels so much farther than you think. I did not do this at first, and everything I owned had a fine layer of drywall dust on it for months.
The dust! It gets into drawers, into your clothes. I found it in my coffee maker somehow.
It defies physics. It really does. But the sheeting genuinely helps. You can get a zip wall type system, or just tape up plastic from the hardware store, like $3 or $4 a roll.
And on that note, I'd say be really honest with yourself about your timeline, and then add 30% to it. Every single time I've renovated, something has taken longer than expected.
Oh, without question. Our bathroom was supposed to be 3 weeks. It was 7. And I was showering at the gym, which, fine, but after a while, that gets old real fast.
So if you can, try to schedule your messiest work first, so you're dealing with the worst of it early, when your energy is still high and you haven't hit that renovation wall yet.
That's a great point, because that wall is real. Around week 4 or 5 of our kitchen project, I genuinely did not care what the backsplash looked like anymore. I would have accepted anything just to have my house back.
Decision fatigue is brutal. And that's why I also say, make as many decisions up front as you possibly can. Like, before demo even starts. Materials, finishes, fixtures, all of it. Because making those calls while you're living in the dust and the noise is a totally different experience.
You make worse choices too. I panic picked a grout color because the tile guy needed an answer that day, and I've regretted it ever since.
We've all got a regret grout color story.
It's a rite of passage, honestly.
It really is, and I think the bigger thing is just giving yourself grace through the process. It's going to be hard and uncomfortable, and then it's going to be really worth it.
100%. You come out the other side, and you love your space so much more because you fought for it.
Exactly. All right, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Catch you next time.
See you then.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Whether it's your kitchen, your bedroom, or your backyard, you snap a photo and get a photorealistic redesign in seconds. It keeps your real walls and windows and just swaps the furniture and finishes. The easiest way to test an idea before you spend a dollar. That's remodelhome.ai.